Lord, the scripture says, when my enemies have stood up to swallow us, swallow me. Lord, the man said you stood up for him. And Lord, we say, in this situation where the enemy came upon us to swallow us up, Lord, you did show that you are a present help in the midst of trouble. You have shown us that underneath are the everlasting arms. You have shown us that you are our God, you will help us. And that right early. When evil men rose up, Lord, we come today to register our thanks and appreciation. For the enemy wanted to make a mockery, to say, aha, aha, there is no help for him in God. An evil disease has taken hold of him. He shall soon die and be forgotten. But Lord, we thank you that you have not covered our mouth with shame. But Lord, you said you have brought us from the miry clay and you have set our feet upon the rock. Therefore, Lord, today we bless your name with the blessing of Zion. That from the depths of our being, we bless you. We thank you. I will glorify your name. For you say you will rejoice over us with joy. Shout of joy, of victory, resound in the tents of the Lord our God. The Lord is King. The Lord is high. He is lifted up. The Lord is righteous. And his judgments are true. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Who can save like unto our God? Hallelujah. We have searched it out from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. In all the quarters of the earth, there is none that can be compared unto you. The God of Jeshurun, the Holy One of Israel. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We glorify your name. We exalt you. We say you are Lord and King over this congregation. Over all creation. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. Hallelujah. He will save you with his right hand and his holy hand. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. Hallelujah. But our trust and our dependence is upon the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We will thank you. Lord, we thank you for this portion of encouragement you have proposed for us today. We come, we open our hearts wide to partake of it, to receive this strength that you will now give to us. Lord, that the spirit of this world will come into us and will raise us up. Will even lift us higher. Hallelujah. For he said, Daniel, he was lifted up and made to stand upon the earth. Lord, this world make us to stand upon the earth, to stand upon the high places. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. That the strength of the world will be enough to run for another 40 days. In the name of Jesus. We rise to eat, to partake of this sumptuous dinner that you make to us. This feast of fattings, of wines refined on the leaves. From this mountain, say the covering cast shall be broken. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, for we have come to the mountains of Zion, for wheat and for wine, for oil and for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just bless you. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 There's a word of exhortation that's coming to us from the Lord. There are two legs to it. The first scripture, the first leg is in Genesis chapter 6. The second one is in Joshua chapter 1. Genesis chapter 6 is the background of what happened on Monday night, breaking into Tuesday night. Amen. And if there's anyone who has not declared war on the devil, I hope at the end of this you will do so. Amen. Yeah. Because for your information, we are at war, total war. Maybe there are people who are still undecided. Now, there's a principle which all of us need to learn. It was the principle of David. When Israel went to war, what was he doing? There was the one occasion when Israel went to war. What was David doing? It will be very dangerous to associate with a man who is going to war, and then you are at ease. That is the principle we would like to share. You understand? It's good for you to go to a place where everybody is at ease, then it will be very clear. But it's very dangerous to be at ease in the midst of the people who are going to war. Amen. So, this is to encourage us to also be at war. Amen. The Bible says, wake up the mighty man. Is there any mighty man who is sleeping? Yes, the mighty man can sleep. You say, wake up the mighty man. You are mighty, but you are asleep. Amen. One of those mighty men is a man called Abner. You know him? Diet Abner as a fool. Him that had his sword by his side, but did not have opportunity to draw it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, woe to him that is at ease in Zion, particularly when Zion is going to war. It says that the men of Ephraim, can you complete it? Being armed for war, what did they do? They turned back. When? In the day of battle. A man has been armed for war, but in the time of war, he goes for a trip, a leisure. Or in his mind, he says, this is the time. Proverbs says, a little slumber, yet a little folding of the hands. Amen. He talks about the man that is turning on his bed like the hinges. You sleep for 5 hours on one side, the next hour you turn and sleep for another one. Amen. You say his poverty shall come like an armed man. Amen. Or as one that traveleth. Hallelujah. So we're looking at the setting of Genesis 6, verse 5. Now, this is where, verse 5 is where we are. What does it say? And God saw that what? The wickedness of man was what? Great in the earth. And that every imagination of what? Of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Amen. I'm sure each one of us will have our testimony, but let me testify about myself. Because a few months ago, God began to speak to me from this scripture. It was when we were in Goma, in Congo, that this scripture, that was in May, this scripture came about the flood. I remember I shared a little bit of that word that time, about the flood. But God says it's not a flood of water, but it's a flood of evil, wickedness. It's a flood of thoughts that is coming to overwhelm and overrun the mind of men, the emotions of men. Amen. This is where we are today in the world. A few days ago, God was telling me that there are some people that are terrorists. There are different two types of terrorists. There is the physical terrorist that goes around with guns. But there are, what God said to me, there are moral terrorists. Men who are terrorizing you in your emotions by their activities. Amen.
Amen.
A terrorist is not just one who carries a gun, but the man who goes around setting aside the law of God and turning it around, increasing and popularizing ungodliness, is a terrorist, according to God. Amen. And there are many of them that are abounding. Amen. So you are terrorized in your flesh and you are terrorized in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. What can you do in that kind of situation? The Bible has not left us without an answer. What did he say to Noah? Say, make thou an ark of gopher wood.
Amen.
Amen. There's a principle I'm trying to bring out. Make thou an ark of gopher wood. The ark in the time of Noah was a physical structure of refuge from the flood, from the judgment. In our day, the ark is Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
The ark is Christ. Amen. Now, he's saying there is a place of safety. If someone asks you, where is the place of safety? It's not in Enugu or Aba or where not? Where will it be? In the police barracks? It is where? In Christ. Amen. So the next question is, how do I enter into the ark? How do I enter into Christ? How do I enter and remain in the ark? How do I enter and remain in Christ? If you read down, we don't have time to read, but it says male and female is how you enter. Amen. You told them you must bring the animals, male and female. That is the principle of entering the ark. So what is the male and female in Christ? Of course, Adam, Noah did that. He began to bring them. You can read the whole of the chapter when you are free. But it's a principle. The male and female. So in Christ, who is the male? And in Christ, who is the female? Hallelujah. If you're able to answer it, and you keep on answering it, then you will remain in Christ. You will not only enter into Christ, that you will remain there. Amen. The key is male and female. That's the principle. Male and female. Jesus is the head. He's the male. The body is the body. Or the wife. Or the bride. Therefore, the female. Amen. So, to enter in Christ and remain in Christ means being under the covering of Christ personally. Amen. Now, an example of that in Goshen, he told them, you stay in Goshen. There was judgment outside, but everyone who was inside was what? Under the place of covering. So the word of God is declaring to us and to me and to you that there is a covering. Is there a covering? Yes. Where is that covering? In Christ. Amen. Where is the location of Christ? In the Spirit. That means the geography of Christ is everywhere. Hallelujah. Then David said, if I take my flight and go to hell, what is going to happen in hell? Eh? Hell becomes a realm of heaven. Because he said, both the light and the darkness are both alike to God. Then look at the scripture. It says, even though I walk through, where? What is going to happen? Now, what makes the difference? Is it the valley of darkness? What? There is only one thing that makes the difference. What is it? Thou art there. Where? With me. That's unity, union with God. If you haven't heard anything today, hear it very clear. Union with Christ is everything. Hallelujah. So if someone asks you, what doctrine are you following? I'm following one doctrine. Union with Christ, the head. Amen. That you are married to Christ. You are joined. The Bible says, he that is joined unto the Lord is what? It's one spirit. You know, we were sharing in a Bible study group. Well, it's like, God is going ahead of me, so I'm going to change and change my strategy. You know, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. That changes the game. Example, a young man called David went and met another man, an older, more experienced war general called, what was his name? Goliath. David and Goliath. Is there any match?
No.
My brother, David and Goliath, any match? No match. We watch a contest the other day. Somebody says it will last 20 minutes. There's no contest. Before they finish, the champion was knocked out. So David and Goliath has no contest. Amen. But there's a contest. The only way to have a contest is to change the laws of the engagement. Amen. Is to change the law. You see, in this world, there are two laws. There's the physical, natural law. And then there is the spiritual principles. There are two. Amen. Therefore, there are two kingdoms, the physical kingdom and the spiritual principles and kingdoms. In this time, in this dispensation, God has not yet taken over the complete physical government. He hasn't done that yet. It's coming. That's what we're coming to. Because in the millennium, the government naturally will change and will be under the government of God. But the spiritual government, as we speak, is under God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are rules that govern the natural environment, and there are rules that also govern the spiritual environment. Amen. We'll come back to that. But let's look at that. David, what did he do? David changed the law. Brethren, you cannot fight the devil and beat him with his own weapons. Amen. You know, when we teach students, you say, when you are going to revival, you are going to meet an examiner to examine you. Some examiners have questions already set. Others, they just have principles. They just want to look at you. So the student determines the way the question will go. And a smart student will normally corner the examiner to his area of strength. Amen. That's a smart student in the Bible. When they ask you the question, you will bring it to where you know and you start talking. Amen. Except they bring you, say, no, go back here. But you are now normally. Now, we cannot fight the devil and beat him on his strong point. Now, what is the strength of the devil? It's in the flesh. Amen. The strength of the devil is in the natural dimensions. So let's look at Matthew 10:28. It says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to." That means their power cannot touch into the realm of the spirit. Amen. And we remember our very dear sister Pat. I learned so many things from her. If you are as close to her, you are learning. Many of us who are close, we learned a lot of things. And by the way, you should be learning from ourselves. I have a shelf where I have learned. Many of your names are in that shelf. I have things I have learned from you. I have, you know, fired them very well. So I'm bringing the one of sister Pat. I've opened the fire. She taught us. She said, the devil will fight you in the flesh when he is very weak in the spirit. Amen. Amen. When the devil comes to you in the flesh, fighting in the flesh, you know the victory is over. The battle is over. Amen. Because he will not bring out all his weapons when he is winning. When he is losing, he comes to his strong point, and it is on the natural. Amen. So when the devil starts attacking you naturally, you know the victory is very, very close. So you get strong. And that is what God is telling us. Get strong. He said to Joshua, rise up, go over this Jordan. Amen. That's the word of the Lord to us this morning. Amen. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. God was speaking, says, say to these people, now arise and go over this Jordan. Amen. We cannot go over Jordan without rising. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going back to David. So we're looking at two principles, because there are two men. There is the outer man and there is the inner man. Amen. Remember the outer man and the inner man. Okay. This body now is under the dispensation of the natural government, natural laws. This is what you are looking at. But it will soon change. That dispensation is fast running out. Therefore, the new dispensation is already set into motion. And we saw that on Monday night and Tuesday morning. Amen. When AK-47 became of no relevance. So people, when they hear, hey, I woke up the fellowship again, let me advise you, be in the front seat of fellowship. It is resurrection that is happening. There's a change in man. And I'm happy I was part of that change. Amen. I thought you would say a big amen. I'm telling you, the game is changing. Hallelujah. You know, so this body you're looking at can be under two dispensations. the physical law and the spiritual law. This morning we were learning it in faith. Amen. We saw a young man. The sea was making noise. The winds were boisterous. He said, "Oh ye of what? Little faith." Eh? So what is he suggesting to them? That if they were of great faith, they could have, they too would have rebuked the wind.
Yes.
Don't you understand?
Yes.
They too would have rebuked the wind and they would have obeyed them. Because Peter walked on the water.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't know if you understand.
Yes.
Peter walked on the water. He began in the spirit, came into the flesh, and cried out. It's good to cry out. You know, in medicine they will teach us, you must know, as a good doctor, you must know where your knowledge stops. And you refer to your brother. Say, "Come, here, look of it. You write a note. I have done so and so and so. Please continue management." And you send it. That's a good doctor. A good Christian will say, "My Lord, I have faith, you know. Please save me." And he saved him.
Amen.
Amen. He said, "Lord, I believe." What did he say?
"I have done
my unbelief." He knew that it was little faith. Yeah? He could have had a lot, but he said, look, he was sincere. He knew it was not everywhere. Me, I knew, because Zomi said, "Daddy, let's go, let's go." I said, "This young girl." This was 3 a.m. in the morning. Every car I have in my house is Jeep. That's the problem with Jeep, oh brother. Eh? 3 a.m. Hey, I said, "How am I going to drive now and go?" I had little faith, but I was very honest to God. I said, "God, okay, now I did one trick. You know, I have some tricks." I said, "If I hear another person say to me to go, then I'm in the road." So all the brothers, all the people I was talking to, including this one, I said, all of them, nobody said enter your car. So I just stayed where I was. Then I went and tested my wife. I went and threw something. She said, "No, you're not going anywhere until 5. Amen. I'm an honest brother. Yes. My faith was not very high. But you know what? Before we close our eyebrow, Yago was already there. Before I opened, my mom called me and said, "I'm somewhere near your street. I'm going to carry the lab scientist out." I didn't go, but there were many people who were there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. By the time I got there, in fact, I was the last person. The place was filled with brethren. All of them. This way, all of them, they were all there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The reaction of the brethren was 200%. Not 100%, 200. Within 30 minutes, everybody was up and praying. There were calls coming from everywhere. We were praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we are discussing the laws, the principles of warfare. Because when you are going to war with the devil, you must know where you are, what you are dealing with. That there is a natural law. And if you read the book, it says, the devil has authority to kill the body. That's in that law. You must know it. Now, let me show you the example. What happened to Jesus? What did the devil do to Jesus? Jesus laid it down. That's but he had authority over the body. He laid it down. So nobody taking it from me. What do? I lay it down. That's another principle I want to tell you. One of my strong brothers said, when you go to the hospital, do not give the authority to the doctor. Because in the natural, there are recognized authorities. You enter a school, the authority is the teacher. That teacher can affect the spirit in your child. You can infect your child with a wrong spirit. You're a parent, you must know. You must be watching for the wrong spirit in your children. When he comes, he's always closing the room. Know that something has entered. You have to follow him very, very closely. Children, is it not so? When you see the child behaving somewhere, you know that there is an infection that has entered the spirit. And you must swallow it and cast it out. Because that child has come under an authority. It's called laying, doctrine of laying on of hands. You recognize that God. In the home, there is one authority, is the man. Amen. That's God that says it. In the church, there are also authorities. You must recognize. God recognizes the authorities. When you go to a hospital, the authority there is the, and they say you have cancer, you believe it is gone. Within 3 months, you're in the grave. Why? Why is it so fast? Because you have, and the person that accepts is in the inner man, your spirit is so weak. That thing overcomes. Now, if you go to Genesis, you will get the key of where or what the devil is doing. He says that the thought of their mind, can you go to Genesis 6:5? The thought of their mind is only evil continually. It is mind against mind. Amen. That's the key. It's the mind of the armed robber against your mind. Okay, yeah, this is what he has come. Yes, I have come. It was the mind of David against the mind of Jonathan, of Goliath. The man had a big weapon, is it not so? Dressed. But this young man said, today I will fight the battle of the Lord. So that physical law was set aside. The man, smart young man, brought in spiritual law. Amen. Amen. He said, I come to you what? In the name of the Lord God of Israel. Hey, the man no say again, not change. He thought it was the old battle he was fighting. The young man changed it. Brother Hubert, Sister Domo, the strong woman. Do you know the strong woman? Her name is Blessed. They were blowing tongues. If I heard there are new versions of tongues in that toilet where they ran into. Amen. They were blowing tongues, speaking in tongues, praying. Amen. Sister Domo said a song was coming up in her soul, within. We were shooting the gun, AK-47, but she was very calm. Don't you understand? Amen. And Brother Hubert told me that he remembered the stories about the saints of old, when Roman Nero was mad and was burning Rome and blaming Christians and throwing them. He remembered those things. You know what he did? He opened the door and why? He knocked the armed robber. The man, hey, he fell down. Brother Hubert ran inside and closed the door again. Oh, you have not heard it? That is the testimony of faith.
Amen.
So I hope there is nobody who is coming here. Hey, I'm robbers are going to kill us for real. Nothing is happening. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He came out, blew him. The man fell on the ground. He just started closing the door. Yes. That's what he did. Where did he get the strength? Say there is a river. Now make it glad, the city of God. I want you to understand there is a spiritual law. You can decide to tap into it, or you can decide to shut it off. We learn today when you say no faith, you say where is your faith? Where is your faith means that they had faith. It's just that they have forgotten it. That's what the devil wants to do to you. Because Tuesday night, my body was shaking. Bru-bru-bru. I said, my friend, come and sit down. I said, what is your problem? I'm telling myself now. I know you are all heavy men. No problem. I'm telling about myself. I heard one noise. Bru-bru-bru. I came up. This one was sleeping, so I didn't disturb her. I said, look, my friend, what is happening? Amen. So I knew what was happening. It's the mind. Amen. You see, if you say to this mountain, what happens? be thou removed. And if you do not doubt in your mind, it shall be done. Hallelujah. The thing that kills faith is doubt. You say, hey, brother, you behaving man. You are dead man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the weapons of our warfare are what? Are not carnal. Amen. But you must understand it. Say, man, no. I have all the police numbers. Yes, pam pam pam. Yes. You go to a voicemail. If it's armed robbers, press one. Press two. Meanwhile, the people are coming very close to them. Then you press one. if they have a gift. Press 3. If they have Mark 4, press 3. If they have, you know my phrase, if you hang up. Then people are knocking on your door. Yes, yes, open the door. You are still doing AK for yourself. Amen. You must know where your strength is. Amen. The Bible says that the angels of the Lord, what do? They encamp around them that fear. That's the problem. Do you fear the Lord? Do you fear the Lord? So that's why today we are going to check ourselves very, very well. Do you fear the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you fear the Lord? Now, let's look at another principle. Revelation chapter 1. A very strong principle. It is a very strong obunigwe, which if you have, it will guard your heart. Revelation 1:5. What does it say? Where it says they have the keys of hell and death. Where is that? It's 1. Go to 18. Yes. Now, you know, when my leg was shaking, so when I sat down and I tried to converse, then God began to speak to me. I'm just sharing my own experience. God reminded me of this scripture. He said, I am he that what?
Living.
And was dead. When was he dead? In the body. He went to hell. Amen. And he broke the power and came out. Hallelujah. So 1 Peter verse 4 says that wherefore Christ has suffered also in the flesh. What should you do? Arm your mind. Arm yourself with the same what? Mind. That's not the problem. It's in the mind. Many of us, our mind is tuned off. And that's why we are defeated. That's why you are shaking. Amen. Because I am there, I can talk to you. Me too, I have shaken. Is it shook or shaking? I don't know which one. Amen. You can be shaking, trembling. Amen. But you see, he says, arm yourself with the same mind. Hallelujah. But let's come here. It says, and he that liveth and was, and behold, I am alive forevermore. There is a victory you get when the devil attacks your body, which cannot be taken away from you. Amen. So that should encourage you. If the devil makes mistake and attacks you in the flesh, it is an opportunity for you to get a victory over him. Amen. And that kind of victory, the devil cannot take it away from you. He says, and he what? Has the keys of hell and of death. Before the devil can open that door and say, oh yeah, you enter, You must borrow the keys from Jesus Christ. Do you understand?
Yes.
The only way that your soul can depart from your body and go to death is that God has lent the key. So Satan, I take the key. Eh? The brother so and so have permitted him to depart from his body. But until that happens, nothing is happening. Nothing mega. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know that language. Say nothing mega. Amen. Everybody say nothing mega. Don't you understand?
Udodi.
Now God win. Amen. Now God win. Amen. Now God day. I day can't be. Nothing can have nothing mega. Amen.
Amen. Yeshua.
My brother said no shaking. Amen. You must understand this scripture very, very well. You must write it, engrave it upon the tables on your heart.
Yes,
tie it on your hand, on your everywhere, put it everywhere. Hallelujah. That somebody you know very well, who loves you very, very well, who can never betray you. Don't you understand? Eh? He will always judge right.
Hallelujah.
Even when the case is against you, he will say, give him more time. Don't you understand? He said, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. The rose of Sharon. The lily of the valley. The bright and morning star. Amen. Hallelujah. He will speak for you.
Amen.
Even when you are at fault, he will speak for you. He said, Lord, have mercy. Say, he ever liveth to do what? Make intercession for you. Amen. Because the devil will still come after you and say, now, let us watch you now. You, are you not the one that went to secretariat? I went and stole money there. Are you here shouting? Amen. The Bible says, even when we are not faithful, what will happen to him? He will abide faithful.
Amen.
He said, if God should mark iniquity, there won't be anybody in this room. Hallelujah. So let the devil bring, say, come, let us judge the matter. Bring your point, let me bring my own. Amen. Amen. God will argue for us.
Amen.
He will speak good concerning Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So our case is settled forever.
Amen.
Psalm 16 says, the lines are falling unto us where? In golden places. Say, great is our inheritance in God. Amen. You can go on and on and on. So remember, the devil will come to accuse you. To accuse me before God. Say, he did so and so, he did so and so, he did so and so. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the testimony. That the keys of hell and of death are with him. Amen. So who has the authority over your life? You know, David said, my soul, praise the Lord. You have to speak to your soul. You have to commune with your soul and reach a communion, an agreement. Amen. That the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my help. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. If God be for me, who can be against? Amen. Hallelujah. I need to know that my life is not under the control of a man that invades my home. Or a man that takes me unawares. That authority does not belong to him. It's a matter for you to decide. Amen. You must be prepared ahead of time. Like they told us, you know, when you have entered, you are in front of the bar, that you start binding the spirit of whoredom. No? You have settled it at home. So you won't even go near the corner of his house. Amen. Because the foolish man will walk and go very close. They say, I bind you, I bind you. What are you binding? You're under the spirit already. The covering is already under. Amen. We have to settle these issues. Amen. We have to settle this matter. Someone say, I know that my Redeemer is here. Do you know? Amen. Because the man knew that the devil could affect his flesh. As they were talking, your children. As they were talking, your camels. As they were talking, your sheep, and so on and so on. Yeah, as they were talking, it was coming one, the waves were coming. Amen.
Amen.
The sister was a very fine sister, but she was not prepared. Amen. It was too overwhelming. Her faith became very little. She cursed God and died. The man said, no. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. That speaks of a prepared man, a prepared mind that is at war. Total. Amen. The Bible says we should not be entangled in the affairs of this life. Amen. We are so busy doing this, doing that we have not prepared ourselves to fight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As a soldier of Christ, when you are fighting, there are many battles in a war. Is that correct? Battle number one, you are victorious. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But sometimes the devil can also knock you down. Amen. The Bible says many are what? Are the afflictions of the righteous. But one thing is sure, the Lord will do what? Will deliver him from them all. Amen. So when you look at the story, look at Abraham, it was 100%, 100%, is that so? Eh? Okay, pick another one. Jacob, 100%, 100%. Who again do you want to try? Isaac, perfect, right? Yeah, are you tired? Pick another one. Joseph, perfect. Yeah, don't you have perfect people, bro? You're right. Huh? Let's check your Bible. None of your brethren that went before you have had a 100%. No trouble, no worry. No, it doesn't exist in my Bible. Amen. It doesn't exist. Abraham said, sister, let me tell you something. You see, when we get there, tell them that you are my sister. Because the way I've seen those boys. If they know that you are my wife, I'm a dead man. So you have to determine whether you want a brother or you want a husband. And the sister looked at him and said, well, after all, it's my brother too. They asked him, say, it's my brother. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you are engaging the devil, you must understand what you are doing. Amen. Now let's look at another scripture, Hebrews chapter 1. No, Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. So we'll read from verse 1 to 4. Verse 4 has to be put in a proper context, because that's the scripture I really want to bring out. That's the scripture that the Lord is speaking to us this morning. Amen. So wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. In every day, that cloud is being populated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We will talk about the cloud later. But it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Can you put in Italian and open that word sin? Hamartia. It says offense. Touch on this two. Yeah, touch that one. So it's important. Yeah, I know we understand it as a sin, the certain sin. That's one context. But I want to also look at another context today. What does it mean, the sin that is set before you? It's a hamartia. Okay? And he's telling you the Hebrew word hamartan. It means to miss the mark. Amen. To err. Okay, it can also mean sin. But in this condition, the devil is always working to cause us to miss the mark, to be distracted. Amen. To fail from, you know, that's why the scripture that Brother Isaac read says, there is something that is working to slacken our hands. You are a strong man, but the devil wants to slacken your hands. If your hand is slackened, you will miss the mark. Amen. You will not achieve the purpose of your life. Amen. Do you know that a man can fail of the purpose of God for him? Amen. God intended 100%. He was able to achieve only 60%. We shall not accept 60%. Hallelujah. We shall not miss the mark. So let's go back. Let's go back. So he said, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. There's a race before us. Amen. And when you are running in a race, there are rules that govern that race. There are rules of engagement for that race. Amen. Paul said, if I strive, I must do what? Strive lawfully, that I may win the prize. Amen. Now when you run, he said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him did what? Endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself. Lest what happens to you? Lest ye be weary and faint in our mind. That's what the devil wants to achieve. Faintness. Weariness. Slackness. Fear. Doubt. And you know what? He wants you to doubt your foundation. And the Bible says, if the foundations be removed, watch that. So if the devil wants to attack you, he will attack the foundation, bring it out. Amen. Does God answer prayers? Can God deliver his people? Like someone said, can God spread the table in the wilderness? Amen. So the devil is asking you questions. Is there anybody who has asked God questions? I know you are all holy brethren, saints of the Lord. Amen. Good Lord, if so and so and so and so has happened, why is so and so and so and so happened? Amen. 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 You know, Solomon went to God and said, God, let's just discuss. Can we reach two agreements? There are two things that you should please help me do. Don't make me too rich that I forget you. And did not make me too poor that I put my hand and this and so and so. It will be good for you to reach some agreement with God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you ask God question, you ask like a son. Don't ask like a vagabond. You know what I mean? You can ask God. It's your father asking the question. Lord, why is so and so? They ask with faith. Don't ask with doubting. Amen. Nothing doubting. You know, Baruch gave us a lesson of faith. Say there are three things in faith. One, the object of our faith. And that object of our faith is constant, is God. Amen. Then she said there is the subject of our faith, which is you and me, my heart. God, his way is perfect. There is no shadow of turning. There's nothing like having a reference in life. He says that we have an anchor of the soul that has entered where? Into the holiest of all. You must have an anchor in life. Do you have an anchor? Anchor is Nigerian police. What else is your anchor? That you put barbed wire in your house. What again do you put? You have dogs. You have CCTV. What again, brother, do you have? What do you have? Eh? Vigilante. What again? Eh? What?
Alarm.
Alarm. It's like on the top of your house. What's again? Bulletproof door. What again do you have? Electric fence. What again do you have? Crack tracker. What again do you have? Burglary proof. Yes, what again do you have? Are you tired? Neighbors that have gone. They come and shoot ta-ta-ta-ta-ta for you. What again do you have? Are you people tired so soon? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so you have to determine with the Lord. Amen. Man can shift. Your faith can be, because you are subject. Subject means you can be manipulated by spiritual, physical, emotional, the bank account, the story from the village, letter of promotion, letter of sack, everything. All those things can affect you, but nothing can affect God. Amen. So if you say, blessed is that people whose God is the Lord. Amen. He said, some trust in chariots, but we will trust. Say, for this God, this very God, shall be our God. He will be our guide unto the end. Amen. A reference point. You have to determine it. So when you are coming to God, you come to God that is perfect. But you know his ways are past finding out, so I don't know this one. So you come to God, your father, I say, I would like to know. You're inquiring. Not with unbelief, but with faith. Because you know he will speak good. He will show you something that will make you understand. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So known unto God. What? Are all his ways. You don't know it. Amen. The Bible says the things that are revealed to us are revealed to us. The things that are not revealed to God belong to God. Deuteronomy 29:29. Is it 28:28 or 29:29? Okay. That scripture is a very good scripture. You know, if you are a question man, I'm a question man. If you are like me, always asking questions, please go and get that scripture and write it in your heart. Because you can question and question yourself out of the kingdom of God. Who made God? Who is the mother of God?
Where was he?
Who made you? Where did you come from? Where? Be careful how you do where. Amen. That was him. When? Where? Be careful. Amen. That you do not speak unadvisedly. Amen. You must have the law of faith in your lips. Hallelujah. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he say what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You can't know everything. All the answers may not be with you. Even after this today, you will not know everything. Say, God, I want to know everything. I know we are revelation people. Sister Lucy, are you not a revelation woman? I know everything. If I tell God, he will tell me. Well, you better be careful. Amen. God will tell you what you need to know. By the way, God has told us that there is a siege against this fellowship. We're urging you. Amen. And by the way, some people were praying. Some people, there were things, and brethren were praying. So, nothing is lost. Don't you understand? So, in the economy of God, he has made provisions. And if you review the way things happen, there were provisions along the line. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's go back to the other scripture. The Hebrews 12, yeah, verse 4. Let's land in verse 4. Hebrews 12, 4. We need to land there. Okay, what does he say? Hebrews 12, 4. Ye have not yet. Can we read it together? Hello? Sister Angela, let's read it now. Let's read it together. Hebrews 12, verse 4. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. That sin can also be in error. Don't you understand? It's the same word. Can you open that sin? It is a bullet, an arrow, something directed to you to knock you off the mark, to discourage you. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, we've seen it already, so we can go back. Amen. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood. Is it in your Bible? Yes. Properly, is there. Amen. We don't pray for it. We don't desire it. Those brethren in Rome who say, I believe in Jesus, they didn't know what will happen. That a madman called Nero will come and change the situation and begin to throw them one after the other at the lions, and blood flow freely in Rome of your brethren. They are your brethren. Don't you understand? And we understand that the Bible was written in blood. Is that correct? Translated in blood. Printed in blood, distributed in blood, brought to you here by blood. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So blood has always been the history of the church. Jesus, by his own blood, purchased a people unto himself. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen, then. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God will choose. God looks around, he chooses by his disposition. So let's look at the next scripture, 1 Corinthians 10, 13. We'll soon end. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. After this, we should be getting to Joshua, and we'll end in Joshua. Now, this one you have to understand very well, because I say a lot of principles there that you can hold on to. What does this say? There had no temptation. That word can also mean situation, the circumstance, you know, that has taken you, come to you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that situation you are in, God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so you know, in the Greek time, there are what they call people they call the fatalist. Fatalist. It was a principle of life. Ko sera sera. What shall be? Okay. Does anybody believe that in this room? Don't believe it, though. If you believe it, come and meet Brother Rice. We'll take care of it. What shall be shall not be. Amen.
Amen.
That's where they brought destiny. My destiny. You don't have destiny. You have an inheritance in God. And that inheritance is to be a son of God. Don't you understand? That's our inheritance in God. Not a destiny. Destiny means what shall be will be. Anything I do, I will end up there. Is that what the Bible tells you? For whosoever believeth will not perish.
Amen.
We have eternal life. That's the doctrine of Christ. Amen. So you cannot say, well, let me just begin. Anything that will happen, when I will die, I will die. No. That's not in the Bible. Amen. They call it the fatalism. They just live their life. Let me just eat and drink. The day I will die, I will die. No? Amen. We walk as sons of God. Amen. Sons of God have a calling. Amen. So, God is faithful. Any situation that you are in, all that is going to come to you tomorrow. So I don't need to say, oh man, supposing tomorrow the armed robber will shoot me. No. If the armed robber ever surfaces in front of you, they know that. Finish the sentence. God will not let you be tempted above that you are able. Anything that meets you now or that is meeting you in front, immediately it's coming. You must have your mindset that I have already overcome it. That is the mind of the overcomer. I'm facing this situation. Say to yourself, I've already overcome you. So you speak to the mountain, I have already overcome you. You must learn to speak to the mountains. Amen. Okay, some examples. God took the man to a valley of dry bones. Very dry. What did God say you should do to the dry bones? Speak. We must learn to speak to the situation.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Now, the only difference is, are you a wise man? Because the wise man will see the evil from far. What does he do to the evil? He begins to rebuke the evil.
Yes.
Amen. That should be our lifestyle. Not when you see the evil, start shaking. No. When you see the evil from far, what do? You rebuke it. Amen. We should not be void of understanding. That's for another day. A young man is void of wisdom. Void of understanding. The Bible says, by wisdom make thy war. Don't you understand the scripture? You cannot fight the devil without wisdom. So wisdom is the principal thing. So by wisdom the house is built. By understanding it is filled with precious things. Don't you understand? Amen. Brethren, we are coming to the point where that's the next scripture, we'll get there. But we need to change, you know, the way we are doing things. If you are already there, you need to strengthen it. Amen. Hallelujah. So God, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also do what? Make a way of escape. And on Monday night and Tuesday night breaking, God made a highway to escape. Do you hear me? Say to your friend, highway. Not even a door. Was it a small door? It was a highway to escape.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Why did this happen? I said, The man came into the room, went to the first room, and left. There was a second, third room downstairs. He didn't enter. He took the phone in the first room, but he did not take the phone in the second room. This phone in the second room was the one calling everybody. Highway to escape. Amen. Hallelujah. He could have done many things. Normally they will take all the phones so that he don't call. Don't you know? Why did he not take all the phones? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes? The first person they call normally does not answer phone. But immediately they call the phone. Yes? He answered. Highway to escape. Amen. I was reading a book. I said, this book, I must finish it today. The phone was by my side. I looked. Belema, 1:30. Opened it up. And Robert just left our house now. I said, really? Amen. So, God will make a way of escape. Hallelujah. Go and check it. There will always be a way of escape. So when the situation comes to you, and the devil is telling you now, he's going to meet you this night, let it come. God will make a way of escape. Hallelujah. That is the confidence you must have. And in view your life, the things that have happened to you, God will make it. Okay, let me talk about my own. When I went to buy a card for my wife, the car came and hit me. Is it not so?
Yes.
Why? And I said, within 1 minute, I was inside the hospital. Because where the thing happened was in front of the hospital. The surgeon was in the hospital. 1 minute, he said, carry the man, straight into the theater. And by 2 minutes, the bleeding has stopped. A highway to escape. I thought you'd be shouting amen. Don't you understand? Why did they hit it? That's a problem. I don't like that word. Why? Many are the afflictions. Amen. If you look at the face, you see a mark here. It is a mark of Christ. Don't you understand? It is given to senior boys. Amen. But the Paul said, I bear in my body the mark of Christ. So it depends on the slant you give to it. So the devil had to stop me. No. The devil is promoting me.
Amen.
He killed Jesus and he saved the whole world. Don't you understand? Said, I'm gonna kill him. All the devils from hell came to Golgotha. Kill him. They said, fine, why are you killing him? The man entered hell. He said, yay, he has come. And before long, he cleared the whole of hell. Don't you understand? He went and said, captivity. Set them free. Open all the doors. All the men who had been waiting for crying for God. They didn't know it was going to be that day. They just saw like, boy, oh yeah, all of you out. And they all ran out and began to visit their friends in Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
What the devil turned to work for evil, God turned it into an everlasting goal. By one sacrifice, he saved all. It was by his blood. Amen. So Jesus said, no, how will I die? To pain me. Yes, it's to pain your body. The Bible says, do not fear him that is able to kill only the body and cannot touch the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So God will, with the temptation, make. But see, the one I like is the end of that verse. Let's read it together. That ye may be able to do what? To bear it. Amen. Amen. God is so detailed. His way is perfect. He's a good God. That song Isaac was singing. What was that song? He said it was God is so good, beautiful for situation. What was again? Were you saying? Amen. God knows that you need to bear it, and He will not give you some brethren in this fellowship. We can bear it.
Amen.
Can we bear it?
Yes. We can bear it.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why God, if you will not bear it, God will not bring it. So if it happens, know that I can bear it.
Yes.
I say, God, give me the grace to bear it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So a man begins to talk and on that, I don't know what you're saying. Please don't say. Amen. We can bear it. Amen. We receive grace to bear it.
Amen.
A God of faithfulness. When I saw Brother Hubert the following morning, it was like he was in his room at home. Relaxed. Don't you understand? And those who have gone have come back with the same testimony, that they are too relaxed. Amen. Alright, let's go with the last scripture, then we'll close. Joshua. Now, he says, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Well, now, nobody... So, he said, now after the death of, nobody has died, and nobody will die.
Amen.
Amen. But he's saying, when this situation comes to be, that the word of the Lord comes. And verse 2 is the word of the Lord unto us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, therefore, arise.
Amen.
Amen. And go over this Jordan. Brethren, we're moving forward.
Amen.
Are you moving forward?
Amen.
Amen. You need to refocus. You need to review the situation and focus. I'm moving forward. I'm pressing on. I will not be slackened. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, where is God directing us? Into Jordan. Jordan means death. But to come to Jordan, we must rise up. Amen.
Amen.
You can't do that in the flesh. You must come up. And the way to rise up is by faith. God builds your faith. And the Bible says, faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Amen. Now, but let's look at 3, 4, 5. Just a few things that we'll close. Now it says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you. Does that sound like faith? It does sound like faith to me. Amen. So there are things you have to claim by faith. And I've given to you that there are authority figures. When you are walking by spiritual law, you must recognize the authorities. Never surrender your life to a doctor or to a medical report or to a violent man. You must make up your mind that your life doesn't belong to a violent man.
Amen.
Cannot be taken away by a violent man.
Amen.
Amen. That is one of the things you must, your feet must be on that ground. Claim it very, very well. Amen.
Amen.
My feet have touched there. It belongs to me. My life belongs to God. My property belongs to God. Those matters must be settled. Now, verse 4. So what is God giving to you? He said, from the wilderness. Huh? From the wilderness. Wilderness speaks of, I'm sure you know all that it represents. God is saying you have to overcome the wilderness, the dryness, the difficult situations, and all that it represents. And this Lebanon speaks of the mountains. wise mountains, piece of, you know, the demands on righteousness. We'll pass over that quickly. Even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, I won't go into that, but I want to deal with the land of the Hittites. Now, that word speaks of terror, fear. Can you touch on that word, the Hittites? Cheating. No, yes, that one. Is it 2850, right? No, from 2845. Click on that one. Okay, yeah, that's it. So the root word is terror. So we're speaking of terrorism. It's in the Bible long before even the Union, about it. God knew about terrorism, physical one and spiritual terrorism. Amen. God said He has given it to us. And Bible says, do not fear their fear. Fear is one of the things we must overcome. Fear addresses the mind. It is the mind of the armed robber or the killer or the stealer or whatever against your own mind. It's mind against mind. Amen. It's the mind that controls the body. And God is saying, put on the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We have a higher mind. We have a higher authority. Never you submit to the psychological warfare, the bombardment of your mind. It happened to your brother, therefore it will happen to you. It happened to number one Agri Road, to number three Agri Road, you know. Amen. Never submit to that war in your mind. Terror. Amen. It is one of the things you say, and all the land, there are different dimensions of fear. Every day they multiply. Diseases, sickness, they're everywhere. They're on the land, on the sea, at night, everywhere. The arrow that flies at noonday. Amen. The Bible says, you will see it, but it will not come near you. But do you know that the fear of sin can dismantle you? It doesn't come near you, you're just seeing it. The devil say, yes, you saw it. Then you are next. And it begins to bring fear. The Bible says, fear has torment. The perfect love casted that fear.
Amen.
Amen. There is an answer for fear. Perfect love in God. Amen. I say, because He has set His heart upon me, therefore will I. Amen. So God is the object. We must focus. We must put it upon God. A man that sets his heart upon God will never be moved. Amen. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow covering. Amen. And then he goes on. Now, verse 6. So be strong and of a good courage. Because you know that it's possible that we can be weak. It's possible that we can be discouraged. Amen. So the word of God says, be strong and of a good courage. Verse 7 again says, only be thou very strong and very courageous, that you may be able. Amen. And he tells us how to be strong. If you want to be strong, then this book of the law must not depart out of your mouth. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing. That's not the only thing that comes by the word of God brings strength. Do you know that? The word of God brings encouragement. The word of God brings a lot of ability. It says, I, wisdom, that I have strength, I dwell in the high place. By me, princes rule. If you are going to be a son of God, you need the wisdom of God to exercise authority over darkness. Amen. You must do like the princes of God do. They are strong wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
And it comes by not departing. Amen. I remember the scripture that says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not stand in the, who does not sit in the seat of the God. What does he do? That's his soul, his emotions, his desire. The inward man is engaged in delighting. Amen. He's excited in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he? Not sometimes. Day and night. Because, do you know why? Because the imaginations of the heart of these rascals is only evil continually. How they might make and do more evil. They are planning now. They are drinking Indian hemp. Sorry, you're not drinking, they are smoking Indian hemp. And sometimes they may also drink it. Because the sister said they came into the room with Indian hemp in the mouth. That's the strength. Amen. With Indian hemp. So you are fighting against India. Amen. You, what do you have? They have their own strength. You, what is your strength? And someone is your strength. Amen. And in his law does he meditate day. He shall be like a river, a tree planted, whose leaf shall not wither. In everything he does, he shall prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to close, but to thank God for the testimony he has given to us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I understand Brother Boma is here. Has he gone out? Please call him. Yes, come. Is Boma there? Please come. Well, we'll just take a little time because he has just come and he needs to go. So let's just allow him to greet the brethren. Amen. The man is taller than you. Are you adding more weight or something? You say you have always been taller than me. Okay.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I just want to read the prayer and to